You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Monday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is February 17th, and between hockey and basketball, we had a full weekend of sports, so let's jump right into it. So instead of the NHL All-Star Game this year, we have the Four Nations Tournament between the US, Finland, Canada, and Sweden. And on Saturday night, we had the Round Robin Game between the US and Canada. And this one was obviously loaded with tension before the game even started. You know, we've had all of the political talks about tariffs and about Canada potentially becoming the 51st US state. And everything that comes along with that. And then since this game was in Montreal, the Canadians booed the US national anthem. So there was clearly no love lost between these two. And this game felt like a Stanley Cup final game from the jump. The arena was absolutely rocking. And then we had the face-off. They immediately dropped the gloves and get after it. And then we had another fight right as they started back up. And then another fight for the third time, all within 10 seconds. It was incredible TV, and frankly, we might have had more action in those 10 seconds of game time than we saw all weekend from the NBA. I don't totally feel that way, but I know a lot of people do, so we'll talk about that a bit later. But anyway, in this game, the U.S. would go on to win 3-1 and clinch a spot in the championship game on Thursday. They still play Sweden tonight, and Canada will play Finland in the final matches of round robin play. I'm assuming that we'll get a rematch in the final, but this time on U.S. soil in the TD Garden. And overall, though, just what a great event for hockey in general. They have absolutely crushed it so far. And if we get a U.S.-Canada rematch in the final, that game is going to do numbers. This tournament obviously replaced the All-Star Game, as I mentioned before. And I think it's just been a win-win for everyone. The fans are still getting to watch a lot of the best players. And on top of it, we're getting a bunch of fights as well, which I think is honestly what draws most people, you know, including myself. There's just something about the hockey fights that are satisfying to me. It kind of feels like an old school gentleman's duel. Like, it's just kind of this respected bout where everyone steps back, both men drop the mitts and just duke it out. And since they're both on skates and they have so many pads, it doesn't really feel like anyone's going to get seriously injured, but we still get to basically watch an amateur boxing match for like 20 to 30 seconds. So pretty awesome. But most importantly, though, it feels like the guys out there care. And I think that's one of the biggest issues that we're seeing with the NBA All-Star Weekend, where, you know, as fans, there's a lot of reasons that we tune into sports, whether it's to avoid thinking about your job, or, you know, maybe it's just a great excuse to go get a beer with the guys, or just because you like competition. But at the end of the day, we all want to be entertained to some extent. And what is ultimately the most entertaining thing is watching these athletes do the things that the rest of us can't, you know, the things that the rest of us aspire to do as children, but eventually have to come to a realization that that's not going to be us and it's never going to be us. And that's especially true in the NBA. You have these guys that tower above the rest of the general population, jumping to these heights that we can only reach on a trampoline with ball skills that we will only possess in video games. And we just want them to care, because the rest of us watch these games in awe from the time that we were kids, wishing that we had the talent and the ability to do what these guys do. And when we see them out there just kind of jogging around, throwing up alley-oops and 40-footers, it just kind of feels like an insult. You know, it's an insult to their skill, their ability, an insult to the fans. It feels like they just don't care about our time or our interest or anything unless it directly correlates with them making an extra buck. And these guys are the highest paid athletes in the world, you know, largely because of the huge TV deals, and they have the smaller rosters, and, you know, they act like it. You know, they have the entitlement, the outfits walking into the halls in the pregame, the trade demands the second they face any adversity. And it's impossible to care when you're a fan. You know, these guys are living out the dreams of millions of kids, and presumably their own dreams as well. And it feels like they take so many of these moments for granted. And, you know, even as a LeBron apologist myself, like, this is why people yearn for the days of Jordan and Bird and Magic and so on. Because whether or not the league was actually more talented or tougher or whatever else people want to claim, you know, it just, those guys cared, or at least it seemed like they did. And that's the one thing that you can't really deny. And I know these guys today put in a ton of work and they've perfected their crafts, but perception is everything. And the perception today is that none of these guys care about anything beyond what can make them more money. And until that changes, the ratings are going to continue to decline. Nobody's going to watch a single event on All-Star Weekend. And just like baseball, that was, you know, too big to fail, we might start to see basketball get surpassed by some of the other growing sports in this country as well. But anyway, on a lighter note, looking at some of the actual results from All-Star Weekend, the Cavs team won the Skills Challenge, which I had predicted on Friday. And then, of course, the Rookies team was too cool to try. And then the Spurs got hilariously eliminated after trying to game the system. So the Cavs and the Warriors made it to the final round. And I do have to give the Spurs some credit, though. Like, at least they did care enough to try to think outside the box and gain an advantage. But unfortunately for them, they were immediately disqualified after their first attempt for not, you know, trying to take like real shots and instead just throwing the balls off the rack to try and save some time. But anyway, the Cavs had a nearly flawless performance in the finals, which forced the Warriors into some mistakes. So Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley end up with the win there. Then Tyler Hero won the three-point contest. I know I said I thought Dame would win it on Friday, but right before the competition started, I just had a feeling about Buddy Hield. You know, especially being in the Bay Area. So I threw a little bet on him, and he came out blazing in the first round. I think he tied the most points ever in a round. I could be wrong. But he had like 31 points. He made it to the finals along with Hero and Darius Garland. But Hero squeaked it out. He had 24 points. Hield only had 23. And then Garland finished with 19. And then in the dunk contest, Mac McClung won his third in a row with four incredible dunks, which I also predicted on Friday. I think he has fully cemented himself now as one of the best dunkers that we've seen in this competition. And I think it helps a lot when you're a smaller guy with a huge vertical. It's just a lot more appealing to watch these guys kind of like flying through the air. I'm sure if someone like Wemby size did these exact same dunks, they wouldn't look nearly as good. And that's why some of these smaller guys have had so much success in the competition, like Mac and Nate Robinson and some others. And that's really why I want to see Ja Morant in the next one. There's only a few guys that really wow me these days when they take off, and Ja is one of them. I feel like he's jumping like 6 feet off the ground every time he goes up for a dunk, especially the contested ones. And I'm sure he could pull out something wild if he competes next year. And he talked a little bit about it on Twitter, trying to convince some other guys to do it as well. So maybe we'll actually get to see that in the near future. But anyway, that brings us to the final event of the All-Star Weekend, the actual game, or games, I should say now, as they made it into a mini tournament. But all in all, the OG team won, who was coached by Shaq. And despite they were playing without LeBron, who was actually a late scratch due to a lingering ankle injury. But just to be honest with y'all, I watched like 5 minutes of actual basketball here. It just felt overproduced. There was too much going on, not enough basketball itself. And like I said earlier, it just feels like a bunch of guys who don't really care. And it's just not that entertaining for me. If I wanted to watch a bunch of guys throw up half-assed threes, I'd go to the LA Fitness down the street and maybe shoot a few of my own. But I digress. Anyway, Steph got the MVP. He had 12 points in the final, but Tatum actually led all scorers with 15 there. But aside from NBA, we also had some college hoops action this weekend. On the men's side, we only had four games yesterday, and all the favorites won with the exception of Memphis, who lost in overtime at Wichita State, 84-79. And then we had a couple of monster matchups in women's hoops. We had number 3 Texas, who beat number 5 LSU 65-58. Then number 1 UCLA beat number 22 Michigan State. And then in arguably the most anticipated matchup of the season, UConn crushed South Carolina 87-58 at South Carolina, making it even more impressive and one of the more stunning results that we've seen all season. USC only got 27 points from their starters as they went 11 for 34 from the field, while AZ Fudd dropped 28 herself for UConn on 50% shooting with 6 threes. So USC, they had won 71 straight games at home coming into this one, with their last loss in 2020 prior to getting smacked by UConn yesterday. So crazy streak broken. But anyway, with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars if you're listening to the podcast version, or subscribing if you're watching along on YouTube. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.